Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. India has extended support of $400 million and a bilateral currency swap of 3,000 crore rupees to the Maldives. The support will be instrumental in tackling the ongoing financial challenges faced by the Maldives. The decision in this regard was taken during the delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Maldives Dr. Mohamed Moiseu in New Delhi today. Besides the currency swap agreement, the two countries signed two MOUs on bilateral cooperation in preventing and combating corruption. Two MOUs were also renewed between the two countries on capacity-building programs for Maldivian judicial officers and in the field of sports and youth affairs. In a press statement after holding the talks with Dr. Moiseu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that India and Maldives have adopted a vision for comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership to give strategic direction to their cooperation. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the government is working to improve the farming culture in the country. After a meeting with the farmers and the union in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan reiterated that the government has taken many decisions for the sake of farmers, like the Krishi Vikas Yojana and Fasal Bima Yojana. Food Processing and Industries Minister Chirag Paswan has said that 100 food testing labs will be set up in the coming days by the ministry to ensure the quality of food products. Addressing the 13th edition of Masmerize organized by the FICCI in New Delhi today, Mr. Paswan highlighted that 50 irradiation units will be set up to minimize waste while ensuring value addition during food processing. Mr. Paswan also urged the stakeholders of the food industry to help India become a global food basket. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today said that India's health system embraces a whole-of-government and whole-of-society approach to achieve universal health coverage with an emphasis on strengthening primary health care and essential services. Addressing the 77th session of the World Health Organization Southeast Asia region, Mr. Nadda said that the government's Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana has covered over 120 million families and provided an annual hospitalization benefit of $6,000 per family. The political fate of 873 candidates in Jammu and Kashmir and 1,031 candidates in Haryana will be disclosed when counting of votes for 90 constituencies each in both legislative assemblies will be taken up tomorrow from 8 in the morning. In Jammu and Kashmir, 20 counting centers have been set up with tight security in place. In Haryana, 90 counting centers have been set up for the assembly seats. Chief Electoral Officer Pankaj Agarwal said these polling centres have been set up at the district headquarters of all 22 districts. In West Bengal, at least 7 persons were killed and 3 injured in a coal mine blast at Birbhum district. The incident took place when preparations were going on for a blast at the Bhadulia coal mine in the morning. The injured are being treated at Siori District Hospital. The police is investigating the matter. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin has announced 5 lakh rupees ex gratia to the family of the deceased spectators of the air show held in Chennai yesterday. Expressing condolences to the bereaved families, he said that the government was fully prepared to face any situation and had rendered full cooperation to the Indian Air Force. The Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for the year 2024 has been awarded to scientists Victor Ambros and Gary Rivkun for their discovery of microRNA and its role in post-transcriptional gene regulation. MicroRNA is a fundamental principle governing how gene activity is regulated. Announcing the decision, the Nobel Assembly of Sweden's Karolinska Institute, a research-led medical university in Stockholm, stated, now, the discovery made by these two scientists has proven to be fundamentally important for understanding how organisms develop and function. The winners will receive a sum of $1.1 million. And in Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, England will take on South Africa in a Group B match in Sharjah, which will start at 7:30 p.m. Indian time. Yesterday, India kept their semi-final hopes alive with a 6-wicket win over Pakistan in Dubai. Chasing 106 runs, India overhauled the target with 7 balls remaining. And that is the end of this news bulletin.